Hello and welcome. What is zirconia made of, and why is it used so often in modern dental crowns? The short answer is this. Zirconia is made of zirconium dioxide, also written as ZrO2. But when we talk about dental zirconia, especially zirconia crowns, bridges, and implant restorations, we are not talking about raw zirconium dioxide powder. We are talking about a dental ceramic that has been processed, stabilized, milled, sintered, and finished so it can work inside the mouth under real chewing pressure. This distinction matters because many people confuse zirconia with zirconium. Zirconium is a metallic element. Zirconia, on the other hand, is zirconium dioxide, which is a ceramic compound made from zirconium and oxygen. So a zirconia crown is not a metal crown. It is considered an all-ceramic, metal-free dental restoration. Another common source of confusion is the word zircon. Zircon is a natural mineral. It is connected to the origin of zirconium compounds, but it is not the same thing as a dental zirconia crown. And cubic zirconia, the material often used in jewelry as a diamond substitute, should not be confused with dental zirconia either. The names are similar, but their uses and material behavior are very different. In dentistry, zirconia became popular because it offers a rare mix of strength, tooth-colored appearance, and tissue compatibility. A well-made zirconia crown can handle daily biting and chewing forces, especially in the back of the mouth where pressure is higher. At the same time, newer zirconia materials can look much more natural than older, opaque versions. So what is actually inside dental zirconia? The main ingredient is zirconium dioxide, but most dental zirconia materials also contain yttria, also called yttrium oxide or Y2O3. Yttria is added to stabilize the zirconia structure. Without stabilization, zirconia can change its crystal form as temperature changes, and that can create internal stress. In a crown or bridge, that kind of stress can affect long-term performance. You may hear terms like 3Y, 4Y, and 5Y zirconia. These refer to the amount of yttria in the zirconia material. In general, 3Y zirconia is known for higher strength and lower translucency. That makes it common for posterior crowns in some bridges. 5Y zirconia usually has more translucency, which can be useful for visible front teeth, but it may not have the same mechanical behavior as many 3Y materials. 4Y zirconia sits between them and is often chosen when both strength and appearance matter. This is why not all zirconia crowns are the same. Two crowns may both be called zirconia, but one may be designed for strength in a molar area, while another may be made for a front tooth where color and light transmission are more important. The material type, thickness, shade, design, and finishing process all affect the final result. There are also small additives in some zirconia materials. Alumina may be used to support stability. Hafnium may be present because hafnium naturally occurs with zirconium sources. Coloring oxides are used to help the final crown match natural tooth shades. So when someone asks what zirconia crowns are made of, the most accurate answer is mainly zirconium dioxide, stabilized with yttria and adjusted with small additives depending on the material system. Now let's talk about how zirconia crowns are made. In many modern dental workflows, the process begins with a digital impression. A dentist uses an intraoral scanner to capture the prepared tooth, nearby teeth, bite relationship, and gum area. This scan is sent to design software, where the crown shape is planned. After that, the crown is milled from the zirconia block or disc. At this stage, the zirconia is not always at its final density. It is easier to cut before final sintering. Once the shape is milled, the crown goes into a sintering furnace. During sintering, heat densifies the material and brings it closer to its final strength and size. This is one reason digital design must be accurate. Zirconia shrinks during sintering, and the software has to account for that change. If the scan, design, milling, or sintering is not done well, even a high-quality zirconia material may not fit as intended. The intraoral scanner plays a very real role here. A clean digital scan can help the lab see the margin clearly, design the crown with proper thickness, and create better contact points. But if the scan misses the edge of the preparation, records moisture, or captures a poor bite, the final crown may need adjustment. In digital dentistry, the material matters, but the workflow matters too. Patients often ask whether zirconia is safe. Zirconia is widely used in dentistry for crowns, bridges, implant abutments, and other restorations. It is considered a biocompatible ceramic when properly made in place. Still, safety is not only about the material itself. A good result also depends on tooth preparation, crown fit, bite adjustment, cementation, polishing, and oral hygiene. Another question is whether zirconia damages the opposing teeth. A polished zirconia surface is generally much better for the opposing enamel than a rough or poorly adjusted surface. This is why finishing and polishing are so important. A crown that feels slightly high or rough should be checked, adjusted, and polished by the dentist. Zirconia is often compared with porcelain in lithium disilicate. Porcelain can look beautiful, especially in layered restorations, but porcelain layers can chip in some cases. Lithium disilicate is often used for aesthetic crowns, veneers, inlays, and onlays. Zirconia is often selected when strength is a major concern, especially for molars, bridges, and implant-supported crowns. The best choice depends on the tooth location, bite force, aesthetic goal, and clinical plan. Price can also vary. Zirconia ceramic price depends on the type of zirconia, the lab, the clinic, the country, the number of units, the need for shade work, and whether the case is a single crown, a bridge, or a full arch restoration. A lower price may not include the same design time, finishing quality, or material selection as a higher fee restoration. So what should you remember? Zirconia is made from zirconium dioxide, but dental zirconia is more than just ZrO2. It is a carefully prepared ceramic material, usually stabilized with yttria and processed into blocks or discs for CADM dentistry. It is not the same as zirconia metal, and it is not the same as cubic zirconia jewelry. A zirconia crown can be strong, tooth-colored, metal-free, and suitable for many dental situations, but the final success depends on choosing the right zirconia type, capturing an accurate scan, designing the crown correctly, milling and sintering it properly, and finishing it with care. That is the real answer behind what zirconia is made of.